beginning in the middle. She invites them to a place she has been solo theory walking. She's walked this loop before through the woods in the southern Appalachian Mountains at Elk Knob State Park. Know that this story starts right now in the reading. That day when she walked alone, and billions of years ago, when these ancient mountains were formed, she invites you to enter here or there. It's a story that's continuing to tell itself through her, and yet it is a story that shifts and changes and is retold with more or different details. It evades capture. So enter here with her now as she retells this story. The women participants, members of the story family, stand at the threshold, the beginning. They name it beginning, as if there were one, and stand in anticipation. The air feels different, cooler, light-dappled. She notices it feels like the veil is thin between the worlds. They pause to notice tree-lined paths beckoning, and they embark in silence. She revels in the wood-sharing, remembering walking the labyrinth with others, walking together, separately. She thinks about walking this path prior to this day, walking towards this study, and now walking with the women at the sojourns. These mountains, apparently still, solid, immovable, have made their own journey from a once-connected continent, Pangaea. In the very moment the women walk, they walk through remnants of deep time, experiencing liminal time. The traces of this mountain migration are deceptively quiet to their moving bodies through this space. The Appalachian Mountains are rich in biodiversity, a glacial gift. As the glaciers move south, flora and fauna move farther south along the higher ridges of the mountain range. Part of the range remains in Scotland and the western coast of Africa. They walk the loop and return to the threshold place, reflecting on the walk, the questions. She ponders about how to decenter humans in the story she's attempting to tell. She remembers one of the stories she's using to tell the theory story. Posthumanism is not about moving beyond the human, but moving beyond human exceptionalism. She travels from this moment to deep time to her own memories, time enfolding on itself through this vessel of her body. After walking the loop through the woods, they sit on park benches and reflect on the walk. Questions and conversations arise. The conversations include musings and dialogue, which include topics such as the concept of muscle memory, responsibility or the ability to respond, re-story, remembered ontology, and the combination of knowing, being, and doing. One woman wonders what is present at this very moment. Another ponders how walking on this path is like moving along synapses in the brain and the pathways that her blood travels. Yet another woman wonders about the journey of their bodies in this moment and the journey of the mountains to this moment. They comment on their deep love of journaling outside. They relish the ability to simultaneously focus on large and small details in this moment and in their lives. Handmade paste paper journals provide a place, a space for journaling. Each woman in turn shares part of what she's written. One woman says she walked with a sense of the transition in her life. Another woman says she's been thinking of story for the last year. She says she does not give herself enough time to be in the woods. She comments that she needs to make an appointment with herself. Another woman says she thinks remember means to put ourselves back together. She also comments that the wind is very important to her. Another woman reads aloud some writing she did that morning about finding a small leather-bound New Testament that was her great-great-grandfather's. She recounts that she also found a picture of her great-grandmother in the book. She remembers and retells an NPR story about the DNA of parchment as it relates to the small Bible. The advances in DNA testing had spilled over into knowing more about plants and animals. Thus, the leather cover of this small Bible would be able to be traced to a particular animal and where it had lived. They talk about Christianity, spirituality. A woman talks about the privilege of being outdoors and those who cannot interact with it due to physical disability. Becoming teary, she talks about her own issues of physical pain. Another woman talks about the feeling of walking the labyrinth and all that she had experienced in the moment. And yet another woman talks about roots and shows a drawing of roots reaching into the sky. She talks about amphibolite, a common rock in the southern Appalachians, and how this mountaintop was once part of an ocean floor. She revels in the thought of walking the ocean floor and the mountaintop at the very same time. After sharing food, they hike to the top of the mountain. Conversations on the trail ensue. They talk about the Underground Railroad and pathways north to Cleveland. There are stories that the caves in these mountains hid slaves as they traversed the route north. They talk about African Americans' relationship to the outdoors, though none of the women are descendants of people who had made this treacherous journey. Migration of people, migration of mountains. They wonder, how do we know this is part of the ocean floor? How far back do we need to go to not be colonizers? What did nature-based spiritual practices look like before we were the colonizers?